feeling so much better. Talking about this good old world.
Draw near me and I will draw near you. And I believe tonight that's why we are here. We want to draw closer to him. Amen. Let's bow our heads. And remember the day so far, from morning to this present time, that we find ourselves in his presence. Just look from morning where you have been. Oh, those who have been to schools, those who have been to work, in our homes, he has fed us, he has clothed us. You're going out and you're coming in. Or going through the streets.
Hallelujah.
Just bring all these things into your mind now. And consider whose hands has it taken for you to be even right in his presence now. It has to take his grace, his protection, his mercies. If we would have known how the devil had been following every footstep that we take, but the Lord always is there to keep his children.
Amen.
This evening, say, Lord, I thank you for the day so far, for all that you have done for me. And even having brought me this evening to your presence, Lord, I thank you. Just thank the Lord for the day so far, from morning to this hour, his grace has been sufficient. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we appreciate you, Lord. How we look, Lord, to what you have done for us this day. Lord, we thank you for our homes. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. As you have said, the sun shall not smite us by day nor the moon by night. He said, you, Lord, you preserve our souls. You preserve our going outs and our coming ins. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, that you have kept us true, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Even generous is the Lord you have given to us from our various homes. Oh, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Accept our thanksgiving this evening, Lord. From the deep of our heart, Lord, we glorify you, Lord Jesus, for your sustaining power that has sustained us, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will continue, Lord, to lift up that name, Lord. Because that name, oh, the enemy fear. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ upon us. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen, brethren. God richly bless you for coming. The prophet said, in the last days, many shall run to and fro. Praise the Lord. He said, knowledge shall increase. But they that know their Lord, he said, they shall do what? Exploits. Amen. Praise God. And what kind of exploits? The prophet said, faith exploits. Faith exploits. Praise the Lord. And then looking at Romans 13, 12 to 14, give that text to us. Looking at it, let's look at it. Romans 13, 12 to 14. He said, the night is far spent. Brethren, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Amen. The day is at hand. Praise the Lord. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir. The day is at hand. So let us put on also the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chamberings, not in wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on, Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh at all to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, praise God. The prophet said, a devil is almost harmless unless he can have something to work in. So the devil must have something to work in. Somebody to work through. And he said, and that's the way God does too. Amen. He has to have us. Hallelujah. He's depending on us to work through us. Amen. God himself depending upon us to work through us. Amen. Let us surrender to him. Let's surrender to him. Oh, praise God. Let's surrender to him. Our text for tonight is Revelation 2, 17. We shall read two scriptures, Revelation 2, 17 and John 6, 68. Let's read Revelation 2, 17. It said, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Amen. And then our second reading, John 6, 58. John 6:58. Said, this is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, how we want that bread of life. Tonight, oh God, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, the purpose for which you have called us, Lord. We know it is all about the bread. And Father, here we are, Lord Jesus. Feed us, oh God. We are here, Lord, to receive, Father. Open our hearts, Lord, for us to receive this life. That, oh God, it will be something that will take us through this journey. And that the day that you come, oh Lord, we will not be found wanting. We thank you. We bless you. Bless your word, oh God, tonight. And bless your church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Brother Goran, you are welcome. God bless you. When was that? We were just remembering him in prayer. It was last week? Last week? Yeah, last week I remember his name was called from the pulpit here that we pray for him, and we thank God that he's right in our midst here. God bless you. Amen. We thank the Lord that you are back with us. Amen. Tonight, maybe we have been hearing this hidden manna. Many times here from the pulpit, brethren, there is something great about this hidden manna. So for our topic tonight is Christ is the hidden manna. And Christ is a hidden manna is what? A statement the prophet himself made. So I've used that to be what our topic for tonight. Praise the Lord. Brethren, our Lord, he is with us. So close with us. Amen. Amen. And I always tell you that any little thing that come my way, I give glory to him. And I see it as what? His mighty hand that is what? Doing that work. Praise the Lord. And I want to give a testimony before we start. Praise the Lord. Last Saturday, I had a very bad back. I had a really very bad back. So the whole night was in prayer and couldn't sleep. So I thought that I couldn't come to church. I wouldn't be able to come to church last Sunday. So as I was still lying on bed, I had not even prepared my Sunday school yet lesson. So something just told me, get up and go to church. Amen. Amen. So I just got up, went to my table, prayed, and started to prepare for the Sunday school. So time was really against us. And that week also, we have hired a car. And so all what I thought was probably I would stay to maybe in the evening when my back might be okay. Then I bring the car back to Brother Vegas so that we could return the car. But something said, get up and go to church. Amen. So by the time I finished preparing the Sunday school, we looked at the time. The time was far spent. And Angel also called that if we could come and pick them in their place where they are living. So that means we needed more time. So when we set up, the M4, you know, the speed limit here is 120. I was doing 140. And I was just saying, Lord, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but you know, I'm late. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm late. So I was just hitting on the accelerator. And it was a new car, 2016. So very, very strong. So I was just pressing on the accelerator really good. Then someone overtook me. And when he overtook me, he started slowing down. He was slowing my speed. And I overtook him again. So because of that, I had to increase even the speed. Brethren, I was running at 150 because I was looking at the time and saying, Lord, forgive me, I'm running. But what can I do? I don't want to be late to church. Praise the Lord. So at that speed, at 120 limit, going at 150 is just far above what? The rules. Amen. Then whilst I was looking at my driving mirror, I could see another car coming at the rear. He was just getting closer and closer, closer. I said, my. That means that guy is really flying. Praise the Lord. He was really flying. Because, you know, when your speed are almost the same, it takes a time before someone can what? Do overtaking. But this is a point where I was doing 150. The man just passed, whoom, just like that. That means he was just around 170 to 180. Brethren, just 100 meters away, the police had their car hidden somewhere. This man just passed, whoom, the police just came right on the road. They stopped that guy. I said, hey, Lord. Praise the Lord. God was pushing this man. Go, 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 go. Go and take the problem. Let my son go to church. I would have been the one that would have been arrested. Praise the Lord. God just pushed this guy. Just come over. Took me 100 meters away. Please just stop him. Then I put pressure on the brake. I slew the 120. I passed them slowly. I said, oh, Lord. Anyway, I felt sorry for the man anyway. Praise the Lord. I pray the Lord just help him to get out of this problem. But meanwhile, God wanted me to be in church at time. And we arrived on time. Amen. So, always let us, wherever you are, let his name be upon your mind, upon your heart. He will always deliver us through. No matter, I was at fault doing 150, but I was saying in my heart, Lord, I know I'm wrong, but you see, I don't want to be late. You see. So, the Lord, he's close to us. Always in every situation, the Lord will deliver us. Praise the Lord. As long as we have the right motive and the right mind to be of service to him, then he surely also will do his part of what? Of the covenant. Amen. So tonight, Christ is the hidden manna. Amen. Christ is the hidden manna. And brethren, we are bringing ourselves to remembrance. All the time when we come to prayer meeting is a question of what? Bringing ourselves to remembrance and keep ourselves what? In line. That's why soldiers, they do normally do what? Sometimes they have to do this kind of exercise and training. Though there is no war, but they always need to do what? At times they have to put them into, they have a special name for it. They had to do some kind of what? A training. They must always be what? Prepared. See, that should be the way of the Christian soldier also. All the time, you get yourself prepared. And we get ourselves prepared by what? Putting ourselves in remembrance all the time of the things that we have already heard. We hear it once again, as the prophet said, even if you have heard it for 100 times, hear it once again. Because the more you hear, the more it becomes life unto you. Amen. So, the prophet said the word manna is found in both the Old and New Testament. But the hidden manna is found only in the third overcomer's promise in the book of Revelation. That's what we've just read. Amen. Hidden manna. See, manna is found in both Old and New Testaments. But hidden manna is only found in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, which we've just read. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in Question and Answers, 1961, as 6283, he said, Jesus is the hidden manna. That's how I came by our topic tonight. Said, Jesus is the hidden manna. Christ is the church's manna. Amen. Amen. Christ is the church's manna. And then he asks, what is manna? He said, manna in the Old Testament was that what came down from heaven fresh every night to sustain the church in its journey.
Hallelujah.
Take it closely here. To do what? To sustain the church in his journey.
Amen.
Said manna in the Old Testament was what fell every night. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
And which was what? To sustain the church.
Amen.
In his journey.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Is that right? Now, in the New Testament, what is the hidden manna? You see, the hidden manna is found is one in the New Testament. So he said, what is the hidden manna? And the prophet just quoted what? Something from the Bible. He said, the hidden manna is what? A little while, the world seeth me no more.
Amen.
That's what? Hidden. Amen.
Amen.
A little while, the world seeth me no more. That's hidden.
Amen.
Yet ye shall see me.
Amen.
For I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world.
Amen.
Hidden manna in the New Testament, then the prophet quoted this scripture. A little while, the world seeth me no more.
Yes.
That is hidden. But ye shall see me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the world. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And is it not what is happening?
Yes.
That he, Christ, is hidden to this time that we are living in. Even when we say hidden, hidden to what? To the false church.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's hidden to the false church, but his what? Is revealed unto what? Unto the church, the true church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So he said, Christ is that hidden manna that comes from God out of heaven afresh every day. Oh, just like what in the Old Testament? It fell what? Every night. Amen. He said, he in the New Testament is the hidden manna that what? That comes from God from heaven afresh every day.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, we can't say, a true Christian, you are not supposed to say that, well, 2 weeks ago, I had a great experience of God.
No.
Then the prophet asked, what about right now? What about right now? Because he's falling what? Afresh every day.
Amen.
Then you said, oh, last 2 weeks, oh, I had a great experience with God. What about today?
Amen.
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 It should be every day because he's an everyday God.
Amen.
Every day he's what? He's there to sustain the church.
Hallelujah.
He said, every day fresh, a new blessing.
Yes, sir.
A new something coming from God. Every day. Not a different thing. Take notice of it. Not a different thing. Praise the Lord. But the same thing coming afresh, anew, a blessing. Oh, yes, sir. Every day fresh, a new blessing, a new something coming from God.
Hallelujah.
That the hidden manna coming down from God out of heaven, Christ, that we feast upon this manna, which is Christ, and he sustains us through the journey till we reach the other land on the other side. See? He what? He is there every day to sustain us. Oh, yes, sir. Just as he sustained the people in the wilderness, he is here also to sustain us in our journey. He said, you know, the children of Israel, traveling to the promised land, they went through a very barren wilderness. And they needed something of sustenance.
Amen.
Brother, can you travel through this kind of a desert, dry land, without any sustenance?
Amen.
Can you do it?
No.
Can you go through the desert?
No.
A dry ground, even if a fertile ground. You will need something to sustain you.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
You need something. The big children of Israel traveling through that barren land, they needed something to sustain them. Amen.
Amen.
The same thing also. We are doing the same journey in the spiritual realm. And we are going through a barren world, an evil and sinful world. The same also, we need something spiritual to what? To sustain us, to give us life. Amen. If not, we will what? We will fall and die. Spiritual death. So we need something to sustain us.
Amen.
So that the evil of this world cannot what? Take a hold of us. Oh, yes, sir. And look at over 2 million people traveling. It has to take only what? It has to take God. Only God. To be able to sustain over 2 million people going through what? A journey through such a what? A barren land.
Yes.
And in the spiritual, it has to take him, the same God,
amen,
to be able to sustain us. That we will be able to what? Overcome. So that we will be overcome. And said, he that overcome will I give what? The hidden manna. Amen. The prophet said, and only God could be the one to be able to preserve such a great number of people in the desert and wasteland. He did so with a food called manna, which fall from the sky every night. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So now let's look at how this manna was. How was this manna? We know that the prophet said it was an angel's food. If you want the text, it's Psalm 78, 24 and 25. He said, we all know that manna was angel food. It was what God sent down upon the grass for Israel at the time of their wandering. And he said, it was a perfect food. We have heard it before. Amen. Said, it was what? A perfect food. It was amazing how those little pellets of food kept them in perfect health. No one got sick.
Yes,
we are talking about the natural.
Amen.
But you bring it back to what? To the spiritual. Amen. That manna in the wilderness, it was what? A perfect food.
Amen.
That kept them in perfect health. No one got sick. Look at it in the spiritual. Praise God.
Amen.
But you know man. Oh, man. Man always wants something for himself. Man always wants something different from what God provides. So man was looking for what? Supplements. We all know the story already. They were looking for supplements. See? They were looking for sauce, you see? Like when we cook here, we cook some more and then sauce and this and that. No, sir, God food only one. Amen. Amen. Everything inside. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, man wants to mix here and there. He wants to here. And so they were what? They were looking back to what they have been eating. Oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. Man won't always want to mix something to this and that, mixing. But the prophet said, God's provision will not mix. Amen. God's provision will not mix. Just like oil cannot mix with what? Water. And he said, neither his word will compromise. Amen. Oh, I love that. Amen. God's word will never compromise. Amen. Whatever he saith, it stands. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we heard from the Sunday school, that he has what? A standard set already. Amen. That standard, he will not change it. Yes. Because he himself changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So that standard is for us to look. The standard is there so that when we are going astray, we go back to that standard again. Oh, yes, sir. But man wants to mix. But he said, God's provision will not mix. His word will not compromise. It's not your thoughts. It's not your ways. Praise the Lord. It has to be his thought. It has to be his ways. You got to be in his thought. You got to be in his way. Oh, yes, sir. So we heard those people. They were saying, we remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt. And look at the way how they provoked God.
Yes.
We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. Oh, yeah. Look at provocation. They provoked God. You were in Egypt, you were eating fish freely.
Amen.
Look at the way how they were what? Beating you people. Under this tax master's hands. And now look at what they were saying. We were eating it freely. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. They want something that what? Of their own. That is exactly what is in man today. Brethren, what the word has said, let us live by the word. Because God is not going to change his word. Amen. To suit anyone. It suits he himself, and he wants us to be like him. Oh, so brethren, let us not try to push God's hands. It will not even work. Amen. It won't work. God will never change. He said, the Lord commanded. And so what happened here? Let's see. Page 2. So now this manner. He said, the Lord commanded a sample of the manna to be preserved for a memorial for future generation. Manna was falling, but he asked Moses to take that same sample and preserve it. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. He told Aaron, fill an omer of it and be kept for your generation. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord and keep it for your generation. That's the hidden manna.
Amen.
lay it upon before the Lord. So that manna was what? Before the Lord. That means this portion of the manna kept in the golden pot was placed before the Lord in the holiest of holies of the tabernacle and was hidden from the people, but was always in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, that's the hidden manna in when they were in the world, in the wilderness. But now, that hidden manna, when the veil was what? Rented. Now it is open for us to go in there and partake of that hidden manna. Oh, praise the Lord. And so he said, any man who comes to Christ and hides away and the veil falls behind him, he is in the presence of the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Eating the manna day and night from 1 hour to the other is always just as sweet as it was in the first day of telling to your soul. Amen. That's what we need today.
Amen.
Is get where the things are at. Amen. So whilst we come here, we have come to what? The holiest of holies, to partake of what? The hidden manna. Because we have known that the hidden manna is what? Is Christ.
Amen.
The hidden manna is what? Is Christ. Now let's look at Aaron, his position. That position we must be today. Aaron's position, that's where we got to be today. He said, when Aaron walked in there, the curtains fall behind him. He was all surrounded in a place to himself with God alone. Brethren, this is one thing that we need to do. Go into his presence.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Go into his presence. How many times or how many? Just look back. Have you put yourself that today, oh, I want to stay in the presence of God? Brethren, we got to do it.
Amen.
Amen. We got to do it. Yes, we come to church. We come to his presence. And we hear, we are eating of the word, the hidden manna. But brethren, your coming here is not just coming. You see, something got to be, after we are going to read something, something got to be in you. Why you are here? Why you have come here? Because if you don't realize this, you're coming to church, doesn't what? It does no profit to you. Amen. You come with a purpose. The purpose that I want to meet him. I want the veil to fall behind me. Amen. Cutting away everything of the world, all your conscience, your heart, everything focused on him.
Amen.
That's coming to the presence.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Aaron walked in there, the curtains fall behind him. He was all surrounded in a place to himself with God alone. Then the prophet said, hallelujah. He said, that's the place that every born again man and woman ought to be abiding today. In the presence of God, with the rest of the world shut off from around them. Amen.
Amen.
See, so when you have come to his presence, even when you live here, you are still, believe that you are still in his presence.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Anywhere you are, just let it be upon your heart that I am in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
I am in the presence of the Lord. The curtains are behind me. The world has been shut off against me. Praise the Lord. As I was saying, whilst I was driving, I was still saying, Lord, oh, I know I'm doing wrong, but see, I'm late. Lord, forgive me. See, everywhere, every time.
Amen.
Let that be ringing in your heart.
Amen.
in your thoughts, in your mind. Your whole body sold to him. Says sold out to God.
Amen.
Brethren, let's do it. Amen. Let's do it. Because that's where our salvation is. When the Lord is always close, when you allow him, he will what? He will be close. I said this thing before about these two disciples. See? That day when Christ died, they were going back to their village. If they were talking about what? Politics of that day. Christ would have never come to walk alongside with them. If they have been discussing about what? Maybe some football match. No, sir, he wouldn't have come. But they were talking about him to prove his word that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. That's his promised word. So the center of their discussion was what? Was Christ. And Christ had to come. By no other means, he has to. Christ was obliged to what? To come in their midst. Amen. So that's what the church needs today.
Amen.
A hidden, concentrated life. That's what the church needs today. A hidden, consecrated life. He said, you can't be a little dabbling along with the world and impersonating and act like them and hid with Christ. It can't be possible. Amen. That's why he says, it is everyday manna. And so if you are feeding upon everyday manna, it will never allow you to do what? To go doubling along a little here with the world, impersonating a little, acting like the world a little, and then come back and say, I'm hidden in Christ. It's not possible. Amen. Let's watch this. We are reminding ourselves, myself, I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That we get ourselves hidden in him.
That
does not comply with Christianity.
No.
Amen. That does not comply with Christianity.
Amen.
Today, a little. Tomorrow, low. Another day, high. Like he said in the beginning. He said, last 2 weeks, I had a great experience with God. He said, what about now?
Amen.
Because Christ is every day. The hidden manna is every day. That means you have not been eating some of the days you have not been eating. But if you have been eating every day, it will be Christ all the way out. Amen. He said Christianity is a sacrificed life. You sacrifice it. You sacrifice yourself. It's a sacrificed life. Hidden life. Consecrated. The veil dropped around you, and you are dead, and you are buried. Oh, as we heard last week, amen. You are dead, buried, and hid in God through Christ, sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Listen, dead, buried, hid in Christ, and sealed by the Holy Ghost. So in the first place, am I dead? Go to ask yourself, am I dead? Have I truly died? Amen.
Amen.
Have I truly died? Because you know a dead man doesn't feel anything. Amen. The thing is, ask yourself, am I dead? Am I buried? Amen. Am I buried? Is my life hid in him? And am I sealed by the Holy Ghost? Brethren, we come here where we've fallen short. We all pray. Myself, I know where my lapses are. I need to pray. Praise the Lord. I need to pray because these are the questions that I need to answer tonight. Am I dead? Am I buried? Am I hid in Christ? Am I sealed with the Holy Ghost? Because he said, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, he said, in that same likeness in his resurrection, we will be. And so we will be like him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many a time I've told you this, that anytime I meet some kind of word situations, the first thing I ask, if it were Christ, what would he do?
Hallelujah.
Amen. If it were Christ, what would he do?
Amen.
That helps me all the time. To what? To throw away all myself and allow Christ's way to have
Amen.
His own way. Praise the Lord. It will be painful, but my brother, my sister, what can you do? That is the way of Christ. That's the way he wants us all to be. Amen. So the question is, are you dead? Are you buried? Are you hid in God through Christ and sealed by the Holy Ghost? These are questions that we all got to answer tonight. Amen. He said, how can the devil touch you when you are sealed? Can never touch you. Can never touch you. We have been reading this thing many times, many times. The prophet said, devil can't get to you. He can't do it. He has to come through the same process you did. Amen. He has to die, be buried, hid in Christ, and sealed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you are already sealed. You have passed through these. And that's where you are. And so if the devil can touch you, he also had to die.
Amen.
Okay, I will get to that. That sister, that brother, I will deal with him. But where he is, he has to die.
Amen.
And get buried.
Amen.
And then hid in Christ. So by the time he's sealed by the Holy Ghost, he'll come and meet you and say, ah, God bless you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's your brother.
Amen.
See? The devil has what? Transformed.
Amen.
To be your brother. Because where you are, where he has to pass before he comes there, it will transform him.
Amen.
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 But when you are out, then, oh, easily he just what? Grabs you and put his hand around your neck. And become real, very good pals. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Become a friend. Oh, yes, sir. Your friend must be Christ.
Amen.
Friendship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the only one. In any times of trouble,
yes.
He will be there with
Amen.
You. Amen. So, that's it. He said, before he can get you, he said, he has to go through the same process you did. And if he did that, he will be your brother.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the prophet said. He will be your brother, you see. He can't get to you. And the prophet said, amen. He can't come through that. He had to go through those things. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, what type of manna are you feeding on? Brethren, these are another question that we got to find an answer. What type of manna are you? They have the what? The daily manna. And then we have what? The hidden manna. The daily manna only sustains for the day. It sustains for the day. But the hidden manna is an everlasting.
Amen.
Praise God. So that there are people who are feeding on daily basis manna. Just coming to the house of God, hear the word of God. Oh, amen, that's great. He goes off, and that's the end. You know the parable of the sower. When he went out to sow, some of the seed fell by what? Roadside. Some among what? Stones. Some among stones. And some on what? Good grounds.
Amen.
That's the way how we receive the word of God.
Amen.
Which way do you receive it? Do you receive it by the wayside? Or do you receive it along the stones, or along thorns, or on very good grounds that you receive it upon your heart? Amen.
Amen.
On the wayside, preacher was saying, on the wayside, he said, it enters here and then it goes out here. And then on the stones, he said, hardened heart. See? And then you just like you have put on the feathers of a duckling. When you throw water upon a duckling, it will just make that is, and oh, the water will just roll out. See? And then on tongues is when you, in your heart, you have all that kind of word, hatred and all those kind of word against a brother or against a sister. So how can that word, that seed come and have a place to germinate? But when your heart is opened.
Amen.
Amen. When your heart is open. Let's open our hearts, brethren. Let's open our hearts. And let's receive this hidden manna. Because that's the only place where there is what? When we receive it, then we are sealed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The devil can never have any way against us. No way the devil can what? Touch any of us.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be sealed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, look, the people who eat the manna out here on the ground where they were eating the same manna that the high priest eats under the word, the Shekinah glory. The same manna that they were eating outside, the priest, as Aaron goes in, he eats what? That one before, in the presence of what? Shekinah glory. But this manna, the one that falls outside, he said it withered away out on the ground. But that is a hidden place, never did wither. It lasted through the spans of years. Why? Because it is in the presence of the Lord. So he said, if a man walk in there, where the high priest went in, that's what we are talking about, the position of Aaron. That's where we got to be. That's how we got to be. Amen. He said, a man who walked in there, where the high priest went in beyond the veil, he said, that veil, that separated what? The other courts from the holiest of holies. When he walked in there and the veil dropped behind him, he said, that man enters a place of what? Soundproof.
Amen.
I think we've heard it before. A place of what? Soundproof. Amen.
Amen.
He is shut off from the entire world.
Amen.
And the surroundings.
Amen.
And he knows nothing but the living in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That is death, burial, hidden Christ, and what? Sealed by the Holy Ghost. That's it. Amen. A soundproof. You don't hear anything around you anymore. That means you are dead, buried, hidden Christ, sealed by the Holy Ghost. These four things, brethren, tonight we are going to look at it. He said, a man or woman that ever walk into the Shekinah glory of God, he said, the whole world is shut off behind him. No matter what the devil say, you don't pay attention to it.
Amen.
Amen. And he is living in a different atmosphere. Oh, are we living in a different atmosphere? An atmosphere whereby, brethren, you don't hear anything. You don't see anything. All that you hear, all that you see is what? Christ.
Amen.
Before you. Amen. Let's get into that kind of what? Spirit. Brethren, yes. Let's get into that kind of spirit. There is great joy when you are in that situation. It's an experience, brethren. It's an experience. Get in there. And you see that there is nothing that what worries you. Amen. Nothing worries you. Praise God. No matter. Oh, hallelujah. He said he lived in there where they put Aaron's rod. And it was nothing but an old dead stick of an olive tree.
Amen.
But once laid in the presence of God, it yielded what is supposed to be in the beginning. In the night, in one night's time, it budded, blossomed, and brought what? Almonds. Amen. We are all like what? We are all like that wooden rod of Aaron. Amen. But when we are dead, buried, hid in Christ, and sealed by the Holy Ghost, then this same dead wood, oh, hallelujah. He said it will bud and blossom and brought off what? Almonds.
Amen.
See? It was an almond wood tree that is dead. Almonds with iron's rod. Before, it was what? Life. There was life in it when it was what? Taken away from the vine. And you are that branch. Amen. You have been taken one time. We were in Christ. But see, before the foundation of the world, he said, we were in him.
Amen.
Amen. Then we were what? Slashed out. We were taken out because of sin.
Amen.
And then we became a dead wood.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That was our situation. That's how we were. We became what? A dead wood. But when this dead wood is put before the presence of that Shekinah glory, amen.
Amen.
Oh, it does what? Life comes back into that branch again and begins to what? Bring out these very fruits that it was bearing.
Amen.
To prove that he has been taken and now brought back to what? To the original again.
Amen.
Bringing forth the same fruits that he was bringing when he was. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Restored back. Restored. Amen.
Amen.
Let the restoration come in through our lives. Restoration. So that the fruits that we bear will really prove, oh, that we are back. The restoration is back. Because we are bearing the fruits of the vine.
Amen.
Amen. We are bearing the fruits of the vine. So that's the same way that an unbeliever or a sinner is ever laid in the presence of Almighty God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He becomes a new creature. Right then, his life becomes fruitful, fresh. Life comes in and he yields what he was supposed to be, the Son of God. If you believe and lay in his presence, it will produce the same thing to you.
Amen.
Amen. If you only believe it, it will do the same because he changes not. You realize that you were born sons and daughters of God and you yield the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
But you can't do it out there, in the outer court. No, sir. You can't do it there. You have to go to his presence. He said you have to be what? Inside, hid away. That's where we got to be. And tonight, in the message, the prophet asks some questions, which is going to be for our prayer tonight. Amen. I will read through before we get into prayer. Amen. He said, have you, my dear brother, have you ever come to the place in life where Christ means more to you than anything? Have you come to that place? Praise the Lord. He said, have you, he said, listen, he said, have you, my dear brother, have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than anything?
Hallelujah.
Let's look at somebody like Abraham. Amen. When he was asked to go and sacrifice his only son, Isaac, He never questioned God. Amen. He was ready to do it. That means God meant more to him than anything. Sacrifice. Amen. Sacrifice. And what is our sacrifice? He's not looking for what? A ram, a lamb, anything. But the sacrifice is what? Is your very presence, your very self, sold out to him. Amen. That shows that he means more to you than anything. Oh, let's look at what? Then he came here again. He said, has Christ meant more to you than the entire world? It's almost the same question. It was Peter who said, we have forsaken all and followed you. See? We have what? Forsaken all. They have forsaken everything of the world and have followed you. And Christ gave them an answer. A real good answer. Amen. Can someone find that scripture for us so that we can read? When Peter said, we have forsaken all. Amen. And let's see the answer Jesus Christ gave to him. And then let's look at Paul also. He said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Amen. See? Prisoner of the Lord. He said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. See? He said, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. These are the people that what? Christ meant to them than anything. Christ meant to them than the world, all what the world can give. Look at Moses. When he was come of age, amen. We must come of that same age also. And coming of age is what? It's when you have been baptized by the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said what? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. See? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to what? To enjoy the pleasures of sin, which it will be for a season. See? Esteeming Christ more than all that Egypt as the world could give unto him. Forsaking all. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Next. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Next. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Amen. That means when you forsake, you see, when you forsake all, this is what you receive. Amen. Amen. I know, back home, many people had to fight it out with what? With their parents, because of the faith that their parents were. But after finding this message, it was what? It wasn't easy. But they had to forsake their parents. Not that they disobeyed them, but now it has come to the question of what? Christ. Praise the Lord. I believe, Nachisa, you face the same issue, situation. See? Go to Lord. You have to forsake them for Christ's sake. But You still what? Obedience must still be there. You got to obey them because it's scripture. Amen. Got to obey them. But when it comes to choosing, oh, you got to choose Christ.
Amen.
So if when you forsake all, you have not lost, but rather what you receive, that can it can never be compared to what you have what forsaken. He said, has Christ meant more to you than in the entire world? I don't mean from an emotion or on a mental wake up, not something emotional. Because sometimes when we hear the word of God, you see, we feel that kind of emotional move. Hey, tell that emotion, look, I believe what is being spoken. Praise the Lord. You are trying to tell me like I'm feeling, oh, yeah. No, sir, I believe it.
Amen.
Not through an emotion or what, it's a mental word. Of the truth, what he's saying, what actually the Bible is saying is very true, actually.
Amen.
What he's saying is very true. That's mental. Huh? See? But you see yourself and the word coming as what? One. Praise the Lord. So don't be woke up by any mental wake up or any emotions. But I said, I mean from the depth of your heart, that something settled in there, that something has taken place, that you don't know how it come, but you are hid away, and your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take notice of that. Your whole motive is to do what? Is to serve the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. If only that will be your motive. Then he ask this question. Have you entered that place, my dear brother? Have you come into that place where you don't care what anyone says? But the love of God is so anchored in you that you can't see nothing else. Your whole motive is to do the will of God. Love for everybody, flowing free from everywhere. He said, what a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's the place where we got to come to, my brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secrets. That's the place where God does the placing and the calling. Musicians, just come. And let us, we have about 20 minutes. And let us consider this and place ourselves before the Lord. The Lord, I want to be buried. Maybe my death has not been total. I want to die tonight. For tonight, Lord, I want to die.
Amen.
I don't want to come back again. But tonight, I want to die.
Amen.
Completely death. Amen.
Amen.
And bury me as you were buried.
Amen.
Amen. And sealed. You see, he was buried and they put a very big stone. Huh? Put a very big stone. So that the disciples, they know that the disciples, they are not strong. They are just lanky people like me. See? So they cannot move the stones. It doesn't mean anything to what? The resurrection. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, bury him even in the deepest grave. In the deepest part of the sea. There is a word that has been written about him. That he will not leave his anointed one to see corruption. He will have what? That is the law of God. He will what? He will resurrect. He will raise up again. Amen. My brother, give us something so that as we ponder over all these questions that the prophet has access tonight.
Amen.
The most important thing is all starts from being dead. But I believe that all of us here, we've really been dead. And that's what I believe, that we have gone through death. We've gone through the barrier. And we are hid in Christ Jesus. And we are sealed in the Holy Ghost. And so what's the next thing now? Lord, I open up. Amen. Take me now, Lord. And make me your own. Use me now, Lord. Everything that I do, Lord, I want to do it in your name. As Paul said, I'm a prisoner. Take me as a prisoner. Use me, Lord. Use me, Father. I want to always be in your presence. Anywhere I go, let the Holy Spirit always drum upon my heart that you are my Lord. You are my everything. In every situation, you are by my side. And you never let me go astray. You never let anything what? Come unto me. Satan can never touch me because I'm sealed in you. I'm hid in you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Take me past the hour cross to that holy place. Past the prison altar, Lord, I want to see your face.
Story already, when Isaiah saw that he had lived among the people of unclean lips, and then he saw the Lord seated upon his throne, he said, "Woe unto me, I've lived among people of unclean lips." The Lord heard his prayer because he knew that prayer was from his heart. He has come to that realization that he has failed God. He has failed himself as a prophet. So that kind of realization is very important. Like the prodigal son, he came to that realization that, oh Lord, I've sinned against my father. I've sinned against the Lord. I will go back. See, the realization said, why must I be here? Whilst I know that in my father's house, even servants will not eat with what? With pigs. Why should I be here? The realization where you know that, oh, now here's where I'm standing. I know the Lord. This is not the place. When the realization comes, just like Isaiah, oh, God ordered one of the seraphims to go and take the coal from the altar.
Amen.
And put it upon his lips. And all his iniquities, oh, were forgiven. And everything, you see, he's that same God tonight. If where we know we are not right, I know my part, I'm going to tell the Lord. The Lord, here is where I've failed. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Let the cold, take the cold tonight and place it upon my lips and kill Amen. Every iniquity in me. Everything that, Lord, I've not done right. Lord, even I want to be sure that I'm dead. I want to be sure that, Lord, I died the yeah. way you died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
I want to be buried, Lord, the way you were buried. And I want to be hid in you and sealed by the Holy Ghost. For once, Lord, I want to be constantly, Lord, in your presence. Your Shekinah glory, your presence never going out again. Oh, where, Lord, the veil had fallen behind me, that it has cut me out from the world. It has cut me out from myself. It has cut me out from all what is happening around me. But my concentration all, oh Lord, is focused on you. Tonight, Lord Jesus, oh Christ, the manna. Christ Amen. Is the manna. And Christ, you are the one that I want to eat. Oh, every day in my life, that bread that came from heaven, oh, came from God from heaven, that is the bread, not that bread which they ate in the wilderness and they died, but this bread I know is the bread of life. Father, give it to me, Lord. Tonight, I surrender. Tonight, Lord Jesus, make me, oh God, lift me up. And anyone who knows that he is, oh, the Holy Ghost, everything is right with him. Open up now to the Lord. He said, Lord, use me, O God. Use me, Lord Jesus. I sacrifice myself tonight. The Lord, the purpose why even you called me to be part of this end time message, Lord Jesus, that purpose, I have not realized it. I have not yet seen it. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know the purpose for which you called me. They are always good. And so, Lord, now give me that provided way that, Lord, you made known even before the foundation of the world, that that's what I will be. Lord, let me now. Let me now, Lord, get into that situation. Get into that place, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, tonight, we as the body, the mystic body of Jesus Christ, we as the body of Christ, the church of the living God, even we commit, Lord, the church, Lord, into your hands. We want to pray for our pastor, Lord. We want to pray for the ministers. We want to pray, Lord Jesus, for the deacons, the officers, the musicians, the song leaders, or the trustees. Lord Jesus, we want to bring everyone, every position, Lord, into your hand. That, Lord, we will be right on the post of our duty. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, will sweep over this church, God. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Lord Jesus, oh, he needs, Lord, your everything, oh God. As you were with Moses, you told Joshua that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Lord, as you were with apostles, as you were with Paul, as you were with our prophet William Branham, as you were with all these people you appointed to lead, oh God. Father, grant him that same leadership. As even Lord Jesus, we have read from the prophet that his word will not compromise. Let that, Lord, be upon this church.
Amen.
That your word will not compromise any situation, Lord.
Amen.
That will lower the bar. No, sir. That your word, the standard, is what we shall look unto. The standard, Lord, you set at the day of Pentecost. That standard, Lord, we are looking to.
Amen.
Bless your church, Lord. Bless your church. Lift us up, Lord. The needs of this house.
individually the needs of this house. Father, we bring them before you. You know, Lord, your children in this house. You know all that, Lord, we are looking for. Each and everyone. Lord, you said you supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. And then you told us, as many that will believe, to them all things are possible. Lord, tonight we want to affirm that we believe. We believe. And so, Lord, as you said, all things are possible. Even we believe, Lord. By faith we believe. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you for our precious brother Goran.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord, you have brought him back in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
Father, anything that is left, we put it before the throne of grace, the throne of mercy, that the blood of Jesus Christ will accomplish everything in him, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for genuine mercies you brought him back for amongst us, Lord. Father, let your Holy Spirit take over his life and his wife. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, be, oh, their keeper, Lord. As you said, the sun will never smite us by day and the moon by night.
Amen.
Let it be upon each and everyone in this house. We commit, we want to pray for our children, Lord. They are growing. They are growing fast. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that, Lord Jesus, they are learning from the Sunday school. We pray the Lord it will never be in vain.
Amen.
That these children of God will be true vessels, Lord, unto you. That this world can never take a hold of them.
Amen.
Seal them, Lord. Seal them with the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Amen.
That the devil can never touch them. We commit their school and everything, Lord, into your hands. And Father, you keep them, Lord Jesus. Broaden their minds. Give them the wisdom. Give them, Lord Jesus, the humility also. Obedient spirit, Lord. Both in the house and out, Lord, Father, just be with them, O God. Father, all of the aspirations that are upon your children's hearts tonight, all aspirations, Lord, we want it to be according to your will, O God. Bless your children, Lord, tonight. We present, Lord, our confession. Lord, accept our confessions, Lord. Accept our supplications, Lord. Accept, Lord Jesus, what we want to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord,
amen.
We commit all, Lord, into your
amen.
Hands. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is the hidden man. Let it stay in your heart. That's your food. Christ is the hidden man. In the hidden manner, that's where life is. Praise God. Yes, we are there. We believe the Lord, we are there. We have entered. The veil has fallen behind us. We've entered. No way to come out. Sealed.
Would I worship you?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, so we worship you, Lord.
I worship you. Oh, your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy, God. Oh, your name is holy.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, your name is holy.
That, Lord, you have made a provision for us. For us to be in your presence. Never to go back. Never to go back. Seal us, Lord. Seal us.
Holy, so holy.
Believe that you have entered. You have already entered. Dwelling place before your Shekinah glory.